see. Not being tied down ain't the same as being free. Oh, you set me free, yeah.
This is Mary Jane from PiratePods.com, and I'm inside Anthology with
Landon Pig. How's it going?
I just wanted to say, you're wearing the most amazing pants.
Oh.
Where did you get them?
These, thank you, first of all. These came from a video I did for a song that's going to be, that's in the Shrek movie. And so we did a video for that. And they got these because they wanted to try to make me look like how Shrek dresses. So I had like a white shirt and a vest and these plaid pants.
Yeah, oh, I can totally see that now. Well, why I brought it up is because I really enjoy the way you dress.
Oh, okay.
That's sort of a shallow observation, but I do. So, I mean, do you like clothing shopping?
I don't really actually like shopping. It really is tiresome. My clothes come from probably thrift stores, my grandpa, and if I happen to do a video, and I kind of just try to sneak away with some clothes that they bought for me. So, yeah.
So you've had a pretty impressive year. Do you want to sort of sum up what's been going on?
Yeah, well, first of all, it ebbs and flows. There's like peaks and valleys, you know, to any business. And sometimes you feel like you're doing pretty well, and sometimes you feel like you're not doing well at all, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But this year, a couple of fun things have happened. I co-wrote a song with this girl, Lucy Schwartz, and it is now in the Shrek movie and on the soundtrack and things like that.
Notes on the keys meant nothing to me. The world didn't sing without you. Birds in the trees fell silent for me. The world didn't sing without you. Without you.
You know, just kind of song placements here and there kind of help encourage you. And then sometimes you have a great show on tour and that encourages you as well. But
Well, everything I've read about you, they're describing you as sort of a nomad. What's the appeal of that sort of style of life?
I don't know. I've just never really had that many roots. I've never wanted to get a place somewhere because I always feel like It's fun to do work and to create in kind of a haphazard way instead of a polished and kind of set routine way. So whenever friends are nice enough to let me stay on their couch and things like that, and sometimes they have a piano and it makes playing a piano way more exciting when you don't have access to one all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, it creates some level of spontaneity in the songwriting process, which I like. And also it's fun not to pay rent, but this year I'm growing up and I'm actually paying rent somewhere and slightly putting some roots down in the Silver Lake area of LA.
Well, sort of along that lines, have you ever gone hitchhiking? Do you have a hitchhiker story?
Yeah, in Nashville, where I'm from, I was taking a walk from the house once and I thought, hey, if I should try hitchhiking anywhere, I think this would be a safe place to do it, you know. It was kind of in suburban Nashville. And I got this older, seasoned woman's attention. And I asked her, you know, where she was going, if I could get a little lift, and she said I could. And I was trying to make conversation with her. She seemed really nice, like a sweet old lady. And I told her my name and things like that. And I asked her what her name was, and she was like, she wouldn't tell me her name, so I guess she didn't trust me all the way. So I got a ride about 0.3 miles up the road.
0.3 miles.
Before she turned, and she wasn't going my way anymore. But it was still fun to experiment with hitchhiking.
Is this something you'd recommend to people?
If they can find a sweet grandma, yeah, I think so.
So your album, The Boy Who Never, has been out for about 8 or 9 months now. Have you noticed that your relationship with the songs have changed in that time, the more you play them?
Yeah. You write some things about a particular situation that you're dealing with, and as time goes on, newer situations arise that are more relevant to you, and you find just different ways to connect to the lyrics. It's also fun to see what each of the songs sound like in different instrumental formations. That's another fun thing about touring, is to hear what your songs sound like in different ways. I'm getting to play the piano occasionally now, and that's a blast, and everybody's kind of just switching around and experimenting, and so we're keeping it interesting.
Is there any sort of really eccentric instrument you like to introduce into your music at some point?
Well, someone a couple years ago said that they strongly believe that the steel drum would come back in a cool way. Saxophone is a very risky instrument to bring back. Mm-hmm. Because some people have played it in such a way that it makes people's stomachs turn, you know. But I feel like there could be a way to bring the sax back as well, or just in my style of music, and make it fun. So I would be on the lookout for how saxophone might be used.
Well, your music is more mellow and soft-spoken. Do you write music when you're in, like, a raging mood, or...?
For albums, people tend to release a cohesive sound. So I have different styles that I enjoy just as much as kind of that soft singer-songwriter thing, but mm-hmm. They're not as numerous. Like, for instance, there's a song that I wrote called High Times that was in a movie called Whip It. I'm the sunspot, solar flare, and you know there isn't any place anywhere that you go, you'll go that you hurt. You won't feel my flame. And when you try to resist, it's like a ha 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 ha, there is no way around this. Tell me, ho ho, ho holy roller, can you? That's just a blast to play. I loved writing it, and I love playing it live, but it's just one out of 12 songs, so it's difficult to find a place for it on The Boy Who Never. Mm-hmm. But I do believe that for the next album, we'll find a place for that type of sound.
I was actually going to mention, do you think you're going to try acting again? Is that something you enjoy doing?
Yeah, I really liked doing it. I loved every day that I was on set for those 2 months. And I wrote several songs because of just being in that situation, you know? Mm-hmm. It was like a flood of new experiences. So there's a lot to talk about for me. But I'll give it another try, and it'll be fun again, I bet.
Yeah. Did you find it was easy to slip into the musician character?
Yeah. It was the only time I ever felt comfortable for the whole 2 months, is when I was holding the guitar.
Is there anything in particular that you feel is sort of overrated or underrated in the music industry today?
Well, I like that question, first of all. So if people don't like that question, then I think it's underrated. Do you have any ideas that you think are underrated or overrated?
I think most of the music business is overrated.
Ah.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I guess it's that, you know, people want to get into it mostly because they don't really know what it's like once you get there. Mm-hmm. I think that's that way with a lot of things, you know. Things seem great when you don't know too much about them.
Yeah.
Sometimes you want to be successful in the music industry and you get really discouraged or stressed out because you want everything to go well and you want everyone to be working for you mm-hmm. as hard as they can be. But it's not really a fun way to live. Or a fun way to feel, you know, stressed out like that a lot.
Yeah.
So sometimes I try to remember the basics about what I even like about music or songwriting, and that's having a thought while you're hanging out with people and putting it into a song and playing it for two or three friends in like a intimate situation and having them enjoy it and everyone feel connected for a few moments, you know, mm-hmm. That's really the only thing that matters. Like that's what it's about on a micro scale, is that moment of connecting. And that's usually when I like playing music the most, is around two or three other people.
Yeah.
Anyway, and as long as I can do that, I think that's successful. I think that's what music is about. And the other things are good too, but I think they're secondary, you know. Just
think that possibly maybe I'm falling for you.
So if money were to lose its value and we went back to sort of a barter sort of exchange,
what
would you expect to get for one of your songs?
Well, you would definitely get, a beer from the bartender. I feel like you would get probably some plants or some spices from like an older like house mom, because they sometimes really like just to hear you play a little song, and that's maybe something nice that they might offer. You'd probably just get another song in return from another musician.
Yeah.
Those are a few things you might get.
Okay. So what are you looking forward to coming up? Is there anything exciting?
Like a break from touring is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's coming up. Then we'll tour more. You know, we'll tour in the Midwest and Chicago and things like that. I think we're touring in Chicago. So it'll be nice to see one of my old hometowns as well.
And do you like to sort of tour abroad?
Oh, that's what I'm looking forward to, actually. I don't have any plans to at the moment, but I really, really want to. What I'd like to see happen in the next few months is to take a trip to south of France somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and hang out for maybe 2 weeks, see if I feel like writing any music while I'm there, and then flying to Detroit and recording some songs and then putting them together with some iPhone pictures that, you know, my friends and I have been taking. I think that would be fun.
All right, well, I've just got some silly questions I ask everyone at the end. And the first is, do you have any slang terms that you overuse?
I feel like I must. Oh, yeah, slang term. A slang term that doesn't have any sound to it. It's more of a gesture. Does slang gesture count?
It does. It will today.
Okay, well, everyone take a good hard listen to this. These bad boys flapping in the air.
What's your drink of choice?
Right now, it has something to do with ginger. Something with fresh, muddled ginger is, you can't go wrong. And if that's ginger with, you know, apple juice in it, or if that's ginger with vodka in it and mint, I like ginger. Makes your stomach feel good. And it's really spicy. I like a good kick in the mouth, you know?
And how do you feel about eyeliner?
I kind of feel like I should try it out for Halloween at some point, just to see what I would, you know, look like in eyeliner. So I kind of like it. I've never worn eyeliner. I kind of like it when people wear eyeliner, and I like it when they don't also. Mm-hmm. Eyeliner is hard to get off. Eyeliner smudges when you get emotional about things. Eyeliner might stain your pillowcase.
All right, well, do you have anything you'd like to say to fans to wrap this up?
Do you guys like to sing? Do you like to play guitar? If so, isn't guitar playing annoying in the first month? Because your fingers hurt and you don't know any chords. But then it's fun, and then you can write your own songs. And if you play any instruments that are fun instruments or weird instruments, I always like to collaborate on stage whenever I'm in random city, so just know that if you ever want to come to any of my shows, bring your instrument and we'll try to find a way for you to work it in the show. And I hope you have a good day also.
They'll remember us emerge from